Let's talk a little bit with Brandy Miller now, Executive Director at Pure Ludington. This is the Best of the Midwest series where we take you to fun places not too far away for a weekend or more. Brandy, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Where do we find Ludington? I'm in downtown Chicago. How do I get there? How long of a drive is that?
Well, depending on which side of Chicago, it's about 3.5 to 4 hours by car. So a nice little gas tank away road trip right up the lake shore along Lake Michigan. So a great little getaway. Of course, if you want to take the Wisconsin side up the lake, we have a cross lake ferry, the SS Badger, which sails daily between Manitowoc, Wisconsin and Ludington. So you can skip the long drive around the lake and take that short cross across Lake Michigan, which really is a great way to start your vacation because on board there's tons of great things to do.
Yeah, I've done that, and that is really fun. I mean, I don't know that I saved that much time when I did that, but it was just sufficiently fun. It was like we started the trip once we got north of Milwaukee. We said, here we go. This is the trip begins. You and your car get on the boat, and across the lake you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And on board, you know, you can enjoy a ton of amenities. They've got food, drinks, shopping, a museum. You watch movies. Surely enjoy some of the great games they play in the lounge and enjoy some of the indoor-outdoor spaces, too. So it's a great start to your trip before you even arrive here in Ludington.
What is Ludington known for?
I would say definitely our beaches. We have award-winning beaches. I mentioned that we are located right on the shores of Lake Michigan, and Ludington stretches over 28 miles. And what really kind of sets our beaches apart is it's that sugar sand, and it's beautiful. So, and we really have a beach for everybody. You know, that 28 miles, there's a spot for everybody, depending on what kind of amenities, or if you want to be more secluded, or if you're traveling with a pet who also wants to enjoy the water. You know, our beaches are really what call people to Ludington. And I think, you know, above everything else, the outdoors itself, really, this is the attraction to our community. And we are a small town with big town amenities, but very charming and nostalgic. And I think people really enjoy that kind of slowing down a bit when they arrive.
So you're getting to your peak season, I guess, here, huh?
Yeah, of course. Yes, with beaches kind of being our main attraction. Yes, summer is a wonderful time to visit. I mentioned really a beach for everybody. I know they just were opening up the Stearns Park Beach and getting the beach all combed just this past week. And so we're ready to welcome people to our community.
So do I stay on the beach then? What about lodging? I guess there'd be a premium for that, but maybe there's places along the shore, or am I more inland? How do I do it?
There are a lot of hotel motels that are just right across the street from the beach. Nothing that walks out to the beach here in our community. But when people drive into Ludington, you know, you will find all kinds of amenities. Whether you're looking to stay up on Hamlin Lake in a cottage or at one of the resorts, when you come down Ludington Avenue, as you kind of run down the main drag, you enter our community, you'll see historic homes that are now bed and breakfast. So those are very walkable to a lot of the attractions in our downtown. So a lot of options for people depending on how big a group you have traveling with you and the types of amenities and where you'd like to be. We really have a little something for everybody.
I know you do a farmer's market. What's Love Ludington Weekend? When does that begin?
That is actually June 6th through the 9th, and that's really just our official kickoff to summer. And downtown Ludington kicks things off Friday night with a giant street party. We close our entire downtown. Thousands of people will come out for the live music and great activities for the kids. The farmer's market certainly is going on while that's happening. We've got classic cars, great free and open to the public. So great opportunity just to come together and welcome people to our community and kick off summer. And we're excited that summer's finally here.
I saw something about Sunset Beach bonfires. Is that an event or what is that?
Yeah, so bonfires are not allowed on our beaches. You know, if you and I just went out and wanted to have a fire on the beach, not allowed. But we do have three sanctioned sunset beach bonfires, and those are events free and open to the public. They are one of the favorite events to definitely take in. They're on the last Thursday of June, July, and August, so a great kickoff to a weekend. And we always have live music down there. We work with the local fire department to put the bonfire on, but it draws thousands down to our beach, and we just enjoy the lakeshore, the live music, the atmosphere, and usually we're blessed with a beautiful sunset.
You do an art fair there, too? Talk about that.
Yeah, we have a couple art fairs, but typically the West Shore Art Fair right around the 4th of July. This year it happens to be July 5th and 6th. We'll be at Rotary Park. It's a juried art fair, so some really fine art if you are interested in all different types of mediums, and some great activities for those who are traveling with families. Kids can stop by, and they have a whole art area, so you can create your own things while you're there as well. Rotary Park is right between Stearns Park Beach, which is one of the more popular beaches, packed with tons of amenities, and on the other side of downtown Ludington. So great situated, great opportunity to check out Rotary Park as the West Shore Art Fair, July 5th and 6th.
You mentioned Stearns Park Beach. I just want to read a description of it. Unique concessions, volleyball courts, mini golf, a playground, grassy park areas, and the iconic North Breakwater Lighthouse. You could spend a day there with the family, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I mentioned that's usually everybody's go-to beach. That is, like I said, very convenient, located near a lot of other popular attractions. And as you mentioned, a long list of amenities. It's a great place to check out, spend the entire day. You mentioned the lighthouse. Ludington is home to two lighthouses that are open to the public. You can climb to the top of both of them. So that's fun to take a little break from the sand when you're at Stearns Park Beach and walk out to the end of the pier and climb to the top of the North Breakwater Light. And it's the most spectacular view because all you can see is water. And then back looking at the lakeshore, you get a really beautiful vantage point of the Michigan shoreline there.
Is there a restaurant or hotel? Is there a, besides the lighthouse, and I think you've mentioned, well, the beaches, but is there a signature place to go, stay, eat, drink in Ludington?
Well, there's a lot, yes. I mean, I think the ones that come to mind that have kind of that full atmosphere of like indoor-outdoor space and being able to take in some of the sights, Jamesport Brewing Company is actually celebrating 25 years this year. They have a beautiful outdoor beer garden and deck that overlook the harbor. It's a great spot to take in some local food, and they craft their own beer there on site. And beautiful vantage point of the harbor itself, the marina. You can catch the Badger coming in and out, the lighthouse, and the sunset. So that's one of the more popular places to kind of take in, you know, the full Ludington scene. North of town, if you're out near Ludington State Park, Styx has become a kind of go-to venue for entertainment, indoor-outdoor experience as well. They've got state-of-the-art bowling alley. They've got a full calendar of live music concerts happening out at that venue as well. So there's some pretty good spots to kind of get the full Ludington experience.
Brandi Miller is the executive director at Pure Ludington, pureludington.com, pureludington.com. Not too far away. Boy, I'm sold. That sounds like a nice summer destination, Brandi. Thanks for the explanation.
Thank you.
That's our best of the Midwest today, Ludington, Michigan.